Greg Schiano from the Buccaneers is with us. Coach, we appreciate your time. Unfortunately, we don't have a ton of it. It's the old hard break in radio, so I'll try to be efficient with our time. A quick first thought. You've won a couple in a row. How does that appreciably change the mood in and around your team?
Well, as in any NFL city, Scott, I think when you win, things for 6 days are a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 6 days at a time. And the one thing is our guys are working real hard and couldn't ask for more out of them. So we got a great group of guys that are working hard, and we just keep trying to do it.
I have to own this, Greg. I've been critical of your approach and how things were going earlier this year, and I said, I don't know if it's going to ultimately work out, and I'm not on the inside of that room. Have you in any way taken a look at you and how you've approached this, and has anything changed at all, or have you approached this from the start until right now really the same way?
You're always evaluating everything. The thing that when we came in here, we had to really make some drastic moves because there was some real issues that had to be corrected, and it's all part of the plan. And as we got our guys that understood us and guys that were here that understood us, things have changed a lot. And I think it's a lot better environment to play in. But initially, we need to do some things that kind of stem the tide and get things going the right way. So I think we got a great group of guys, and there's a great spirit in the locker room, very close team with the coaches and players, and excited about the future.
Talking with Greg Schiano, head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here on ESPN Radio. At 0-8, though, every day you're driving into work going, I wonder how much patience anyone will have with me as head coach.
Yeah, you really don't. I don't know. Maybe some guys do. I don't really get caught up in that. You do your best every day. You get up early. You come to work. You do your best. You go home late, fall asleep, and get up and do it again. And that was good advice that I received as a young coach, and I've always stuck to it. And you can only do your best. And that's what I tell our coaches, our players, my kids at home. You can only do your best. Now, make sure you're doing your best, but at the end of the day, that's what you can do. And if you're doing things the right way and you're doing it your best, you got nothing to worry about.
Mike Glennon, now the quarterback. How does he make your team better?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike's a fun guy to coach. He's got an incredible work ethic. He's in here 5:45, 5:30 in the morning working. He's here late. The guy loves football. And on the field, he makes really good decisions. And I think a lot of it is a byproduct of his preparation. And, our coaches have done a good job bringing him along. But Mike is a special guy to coach.
Greg, I don't know how much you even listen to what people have to say, be it in the papers or television, talk radio, and things of that nature. But at any point, did you think that the way things were described about the morale or the sense of team and coach getting along or not was described inaccurately?
Oh, most of it. But that doesn't matter. And, what you do is you keep working and you keep doing what you know is right. And you can't worry about things that are being said outside, because if you try to refute them and you try to, really all you do is stir the pot more, and you don't want to get into that. So I kind of just keep doing things the way we do. As long as the 61 guys back in that locker room and the 20-something coaches upstairs, they all know what we're doing and why we're doing it. That's what's important to me.
I wish we had more time to talk. I would explain it to our listeners and viewers and you, but you don't care. It's just we have to go because the clock will go off and it won't matter if we stop talking or not. So congrats on winning a couple of games. Appreciate the chance to have a little back and forth here and continued success the rest of the way.
Sounds good, fellas. Thanks.